From sports to leisure activities, from travel to dining out, from the neighbourhoods of Dublin to walks in the park. Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show, it will grow on you. And we'll be talking about what's growing on the Sod Show presenters during the show a little later on. Because it's Movember, yes?
Hey, it's Movember. Yes, it is indeed. It is the 4th of Movember. For those who don't know what Movember is, Brian, can you explain it?
Movember is when men are encouraged in Ireland and elsewhere to grow moustaches for charity. Is that right?
Well, let me give you the exact quote. During November each year, Movember is responsible for the sprouting of moustaches on thousands of men's faces in Ireland and around the world, the aim of which is to raise vital funds and awareness for men's health, specifically prostate cancer. Mo Bros affectionately become walking, talking billboards for the 30 days of November, and through their actions and words raise awareness by prompting private and public conversation around the often ignored issue of men's health.
I'd like to see you stick that inside a tweet. Shorten it down.
Yeah, I can't do that. Unfortunately, it's too long. That's what I took from the Movember site. For those of you who have been on blog.donegalandscaping.com, you will of course see a photograph of myself with some facial hair. It's a rarity, but I'm looking like Brian's brother. I look a little bit like Brian's brother.
Brian's better looking brother.
Oh, much better looking. Thank you so much, Brian. Hey, what have you got coming up on today's show?
On today's show, we have a studio guest and we'll be talking about more outdoor things. And it's Aaron.
Thank you very much. Yes. Aaron, it's great to be back.
Aaron Scantlebury, for those of you who are aware, is the store manager at Millets in Mary Street, Dublin's finest camping store. He is also, I have to say, probably the closest thing we have to one of those Lula gentlemen who decide to live in a cave for a period of 3 weeks just for the fun of it.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Well, I haven't tried it. I doubt Brian has, considering our first attempt at camping.
Yes.
Together, Brian,
yes
with Mr. McGuinness was approximately, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
It was the 24th of September, so yes, it was just over the 5-6 weeks. Just listening to the news with Aisling Hughes here on Dublin City FM, did you hear that Leo Varadkar, the Minister for Tourism...
has done something useful?
He's done something.
What has he done, Brian?
I won't mention if he's useful or not. You said it, I didn't.
Yes, I said
he has done something with 6.6 million of our taxes, and he's putting it towards outdoor activities, and it's going to be spent, three of the six projects in the Midwest, 3.2 million on places like, I just scribbled it here, the Burren, Spike Island. What was the third place they mentioned?
I can't remember the third one. But hey, listen, and I tell you, our good friend Brigida from the Burren Smokehouse, do no harm. But I say, I had a conversation before about this with somebody online, and I remember saying to them, you know, you don't really need to try that hard to advertise Ireland. If you've ever been up around Ladies View in Killarney, all you got to do is put a photograph up in a blog post. It is, Ireland is just stunning. I haven't holidayed outside of Ireland in the last 10 years, I don't think, you know, for good reason. This country is gorgeous.
I'm going to go slightly off topic for the Sod Show, which is not unusual for the Sod Show. But what I'm going to say is, just on this activity, outdoor activity and tourism, because it was in the news and we're going to go straight to Aaron and ask him about it. But I think that all we really have to do is invite up to 10 of our Facebook friends who don't live in Ireland and who haven't come to Ireland, and they're in everybody's Facebook friends, to come to Ireland, and we will host them here. And if they travel as tourists, tourism will go through the roof, numbers-wise.
Hey. That's a great idea. I like it.
Yeah, but the whole point, Brian, is to get people to see what Ireland has to offer outside. And I mean, part of the thing we always spoke about on the Sod Show was, like, you've two options as regards gardening and horticulture. You can either give people, and I said this to the guys of the Clontarf Gardening Society, You can introduce a four-year-old to pure botanical Latin and say Ligustrum ovalifolium or Aria variegata and get in their nerves or turn them off with like old English poetry. Or you can say, option number two, let's go outside and let them spot a tree. And it's the reason I started a garden group. It's the reason people go camping. It's the reason why it's good for kids. It's also the sole reason why we have Aaron in here.
Question one for Aaron then, and just on this news item, is that if you're going to come to Ireland as a tourist, and most tourists come, they stay in the Gresham and the Four Seasons and these hotels around Dublin, and they get driven around Ireland, they see it from a coach window. This is obviously not what Fraggar is putting money behind today. But would they get more out of actually, you know, putting a backpack on their back and travelling?
Sorry, and just to clarify, Millets Mary Street is owned by Gellert Camping or at Gellert Camping on Twitter. But let's say I walk into Millets Mary Street and I say to you, look, I've got, let's say, 300 quid.
Yeah.
Is that too much? Is that enough?
No. I was actually challenged by somebody a week or two ago that said to me, look, I'd love to get out there, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm going to go with the wife. I want to take the kids with me. How much is it going to cost? Now, the reality is you can get a very, very good set of equipment. I mean everything except the underpants. I really do.
Wow.
That's boots, socks, three layers of clothing, weatherproofing, and that includes a rucksack and walking poles for under £300. Or €300, I should say.
When the couple said get out there with the family, what do you mean get out there, walk in the park?
Well, it you know, you can get just as wet walking through the park as you can up in the mountains. So this is applicable to everyday life as well as getting out there in the mountains. But, of course, up in the mountains, you get stuck, you know, and you haven't got the right equipment, you're in danger.
I would like to know, can you get kitted out for that or less if your hike is not up a mountain, but it's the daily commute, and you've seen the rain we've had recently. You're going to be, you know, waiting on public transport out in the element. Can you get stuff? You know, is specialist stuff suitable for streetwear?
Definitely. Definitely. In fact, some of the brands, some of the better known brands, have become a bit of a fashion icon, truth be known. And so you'll see them on the high street all of the time. So definitely.
Name drop some brands.
Should we name drop some?
Yeah.
Okay. Berghaus are quite popular. They're one of the brands that you'll see people that with no intention ever of going up in the mountains. But it's a great looking garment made by a fantastic company.
Sounds German.
They're not actually, no. They're a British company, okay. Actually. From the northeast of England originally. But there are many. Them, North Face, Sealskin. There's a huge amount.
North Face are everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, you see them.
They're another one. Hey, Wayne, it can be a good one. I was in at the Science Gallery. Hello to the lads at the Science Gallery. They have a new exhibition on. It's called Surface Tension: The Future of Water. And Sarah Kelleher in there gave me a SIG water bottle. Are you aware of the SIG, Aaron?
SIG's very good. It's all it's actually been formed from one piece of aluminium. Very good quality. They're great.
They look like the bottles that you would have had around World War II.
They do, don't they?
They're so fashionista looking, but the Science Gallery ones have a lovely design on the outside, and it's got the little Science Gallery logo, and these water droplets come down. I said, like, hey, curiosity, because it is, it's very sexy as water bottles go. Right, it is. Who designed or who came up with it? It's an unusual question to ask, but if you see them, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And she said to me, oh, they have a glass roof in the Science Gallery, she said, and they took a photograph. I think it's, I'm up to correction on this Science Gallery, but I think they took a photograph of the water trickling down. And that was the design on the outside.
Are these the water cans that have the screw top, that have the hole in them that you can, you know, put your fingers through the top of the hole?
Oh, yeah. They're a lifetime job, but they're beautiful to, I have to say, silly as this sounds, they're beautiful to drink out of. Absolutely a great investment. And I hope in the month of December we're going to have the Science Gallery gift shop on the show to talk to them about stuff you can buy for Christmas presents.
For no apparent reason, they seem to keep the water cooler. Is that correct?
Not so much. I think it's there's no aftertaste with it,
that's the big
and
one.
And environmentally friendly as well, of course, because they're 100% recyclable.
Yeah, so. The big hate, you got to go in there though and check it out. It was quite funny because the week after the floods is when I went to see the Science Gallery exhibition, which I thought was called Water. It's not, it's called Surface Tension. And you know, when you go up in through the exhibition, like it does, it really makes you think about the water that you're using and what you're drinking. It have lots of stuff in there. Surface Tension itself, do you know exactly what it is? Do you remember you used to get the paper clip or the pin and you try and get it to rest on the surface of the water? That's one of the photographs I have, that Surface Tension.
That's what's her. That's.
You look perplexed, Brian.
I think I've mentioned this on the Sod Show before. That's where the water hangs over the top of the glass. It's the meniscus.
You're
very scientific aren't we?
No. The meniscus is the curvature of the top of the water.
Yeah,
and on water, I think it curves upwards. And on a pint of Guinness, it curves downwards. So that's why the head of the pint always appears like it's higher than the outer of the glass.
Now I am lost. But
unless you get a bad point,
but
that is.
That is the location of your surface tension, yeah?
Yeah, that's the location of your surface tension. Hey, do you want to go for our tune of the week?
I will. Let's have a listen to the lyrics of this next song. Dublin City FM Sod Show with Mamas and Papas and California Dreaming.
Hey, I want to thank my sister Liz Donegan for reminding me about that one.
The lyrics.
We've held off on that for 36 weeks to wait to autumn.
The lyrics.
Yes, all the leaves are brown.
And the sky is
blue.
Grey. I went for a walk on a winter's day.
Hey,
welcome to winter.
We're almost reciting poetry to each other at this stage. Hey, Brian, did you hear about the Lego built greenhouse?
No.
The Lego Greenhouse was part of the 2011 London Design Festival, an annual event that celebrates and promotes London's creative industries. This is said to be the first functional greenhouse made out of entire Lego. Did you know about that one?
I didn't know about that one, but I've just heard that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook is going to get himself, is hiring two guys to go around with him, calling them bodyguards.
Hey.
I thought he had 500 million friends.
Ah, that's very good.
Have you got something from Facebook there?
Yeah, hey, speaking of Facebook, I put a note out asking, was anybody doing anything gardening or others outdoors groovy this weekend? Christian Hughes came back and he said, quote, a good time of the year to be collecting all of the fallen leaves for compost. Got to remember to cover them over. Don't want all the nutrients leaching away when it rains. Funny thing is, Christian lives in an apartment. So I raised this point to him and he said, quote, ah, yeah. There'll be no compost making for me, but Mum does, and your listeners might. That's a fair point. I have to, I'm going to say, Miss Backer, because I have difficulties at this moment in time under pressure pronouncing the first name. Apologies, I think it is. You're going to correct me on this one again. But, quote, her suggestion is picking lamb's lettuce from the soaked veggie garden, collecting nasturtium seeds for, quote, Perman capers, and moving the hens to the higher, drier ground. That'll do, me thinks. Simon Kenny, our good friend, and Mo brother. Guess what he's doing?
Other than the Mo...
Yeah, November. Other than the Movember thing.
I've no idea, tell me.
Chainsaw.
For like Halloween, as in Texas Chainsaw?
No, as in trees. Boo. Yeah, yeah. Funny thing is, Simon told me last week he was reinstating a hedge and planting some trees.
Okay.
So maybe he's balancing the books.
Have you got a 15-second answer on this? I've got ants in my composter.
Oh.
And it's November.
Oh.
Would let them be, or...
Personally, if they're in your compost room and they're not bothering you, I'll let them be. Other than that, if you're talking to one of my friends, they may tell you match in a tin of petrol, but it's not really the ecological way to go, Brian.
Our studio guest hasn't left us, but in
one
or 2 minutes left in the show, can you tell us some events that you were going to give a mention to?
Yeah. The Glen of Amal Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team have got the Moonlight Challenge. It's the 12th of November.
Oh.
Huge event. 26 kilometres along the Wicklow Way on the evening, hopefully under moonlight. They've had over 200 people sign up to this event.
Holy God.
Absolutely. Well supported. However, while that event is well supported, remember, 24/7 these guys are on call, put their lives at risk for people. And they do need our support 24/7. That's the first one. Have we got time to mention another?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Brilliant. This one is quite close to my heart. The Wee Adventure Film Festival. I went to it last year. I was invited. Had a fantastic time. This is a gem. This is one of Dublin's and Ireland's little gems. It's an opportunity for the Irish folk.
Is it Wii as in W-I-I, the Nintendo, or is it Wii as in the Scottish term for small thing?
As in small thing.
Okay.
As in small
W-E-E.
Thing. Yeah,
go
very
ahead.
Grassroots thing. It's a fantastic thing. They you enter a film. It's a very short film, and it can be anything on adventure. And there's people from, you know, bikes, jumping out of aeroplanes, climbing up mountains, absolutely anything adventure.
Do you need to be a filmmaker like our friend Owen Delaney from Direct Media to do this?
Not at all. They have professional entries, and they have people that have done things on their iPhone, and it's a fantastic event, and it will show sometime in March. Please support it.
Hey, if you want to check out more from Aaron, or you want to find out more, he's on Millets Mary Street Camping. You'll find him there most weeks.
Quick one for you. October 29th, Dublin Airport, the air traffic control called in that they saw a flare from Baldoyle Estuary. Coast Guard go out, check it out. Nothing there. Don't use flares for Halloween. They're for emergencies only, okay?
Okay. Take care, folks. Whatever you do in the great outdoors. So long. Enjoy.
Bye. Bye. See you next
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
So you're listening to Peter, it's approximately 4:45 and I'm in Swords, just left the studios of Dublin City FM. Huge thanks, as by the way, to Aaron Scantlebury, who is the store manager at Millets Mary Street, which is owned by Gellert Camping. They're at Gellert, G-E-L-E-R-T, Camping on Twitter. Outside the studios, myself and Aaron and Brian were talking. And what came up in conversation was a chat myself and Aaron had yesterday. And I kind of made an off-the-cuff comment saying, you know, wouldn't it be great if we took all of the things that we've been talking about on the Sod Show? Like, you know, there's been like a bit of camping, and there's been a bit of, I suppose, clothing, and there's been a bit of, you know, how do you phrase it? Let's get back to basics. Just get people outside, number one, and then you maybe might take a look at a tree, as versus introduce people to the Latin name of the tree first, which is, let's say, for example, horse chestnut. Rather than saying to them Ascalus hippocastanum, let's say you're lying underneath a tree and you go, God, what is that? Big difference in between the two. So we had this chat where we were saying, well, what if we went overnight camping in the wild, a sort of a Bear Grylls crossed with, who's the other guy? He's a little bit pudgier, looks a bit like Adrian Childs off BBC, can't remember his name, but that's what we're going to do anyway.
I think, or that's the proposal of what we're going to do. And the idea would be that we will record in audio everything that takes place. Now, something like this is all right for me because I've done all of this. I did all of this when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. You know, overnight camps, yes, 4 o'clock in the morning up by the Hellfire Club with, you know, torches and compasses, etc., etc., through to the hills of Wicklow. But Brian Green has only ever been camping once in his life. And that was a couple of weeks ago at the Spirit of Folk Festival. Now, we did say this on the Sod Show, but the conversation where we would do a Bear Grylls Live Off the Wild, using compasses, you know, flint to make fire, etc., living off the fruits of the wild, etc. You get a picture of my head with Brian Green? I don't know. It'll be interesting. Answers on a postcard. Look forward to them. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.